Kenny Kleinpeter, who is retired from his family's dairy business, now spends much of his time volunteering in Baton Rouge's cemeteries.
You think of somebody who spends every Sunday doing a New York Times crossword puzzle. I think that this is a lot more rewarding, and it returns a very important part of our history to the community so that they can never forget what our roots are and where we came from.
Kleinpeter loves graveyards so much, he bought the house next to one of his favorites, 200-year-old Highland Historic Cemetery, the oldest in town. He has meticulously charted every centimeter of this cemetery, poking the ground for coffins and headstones that have shifted over time. He points to misplaced markers that have been reset in the wrong place and where tree roots have totally upended sections of the site.
When you walk into a historic cemetery, what you see is very seldom what you get, because what you are looking at is a result of a lot of people making a lot of assumptions about who is buried where.
Assistant Attorney General Ryan Seideman says misplaced markers are the least of the state's worries. As the official responsible for investigating the findings of the Louisiana Cemetery Board, which regulates graveyards, Seideman regularly hears reports of exposed remains and open tombs.
Over time, so many of these cemeteries that had been community cemeteries just simply fall into disrepair, whether they're municipal or private or what have you. The unfortunate result of that is the folks who are left with descendants in those cemeteries see these things go downhill.
Gilbert Cemetery in Baton Rouge was in such bad condition, the cemetery board recently took it over. Reverend Lee Wesley, with Together Baton Rouge, helped organize a campaign to get the place shut down back in November. He says up until then, the board just wasn't doing its job.
They were not at that particular time because the owner was actually operating and had been operating for a number of years without the proper license. So if the oversight had been what it should have been, that would not have happened.
The cemetery board has licensing authority over 500 of the state's 4,000 sites, but can look into complaints at any of them. But with a staff of two and a board that meets only twice a year, it's an understatement to say they're overwhelmed. They refuse to comment for this report. When asked about Lutheran Cemetery off of Dalrymple, where at least one tomb is still open following Hurricane Gustav, Seideman cited the lack of resources.
I'm afraid Lutheran has gotten in line behind Gilbert. So it's a practical issue. It's simply we do not have the manpower to remedy the staggering number of problems that exist statewide.
For groundskeeper Carl Mack at Roselawn Cemetery off of Florida Boulevard, caring for plots is a full-time job. He says the seven employees he oversees work hard.
They don't have any days off. They don't have any slack periods. If they're not digging graves, they're repairing ruts and filling up graves and weed eating and cutting and all the time busy.
But Max says he hasn't seen much of the cemetery board in the 3 years he's worked there, and the few times they have come in for inspection, they don't walk through at all.
They drive.
Seideman is hanging his hopes on new legislation that would give him and the cemetery board more authority. State Senator Yvonne Dorsey of Baton Rouge has filed a bill to give the board the power to confiscate, identify, and rebury skeletal remains from municipal and abandoned cemeteries, and broader authority to confiscate remains. But even with a little more power, Seideman says the board would remain woefully understaffed and underfunded. Wesley says it's a shame.
I think what has happened with the cemeteries is what happened with our culture altogether. A lack of concern about people, whether they're living or dead.
Tegan Wendland, WRKF News.